DOJ finds UCLA violated civil rights law. The University of California, Los Angeles, violated civil rights by failing to address campus antisemitism, the U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division announced. Specifically, UCLA violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and Title VI of the Civil Rights Act by acting with deliberate indifference in creating a hostile educational environment for Jewish and Israeli students, said Attorney General Pam Bondi in a July 29 statement. This disgusting breach of civil rights against students will not stand. DOJ will force UCLA to pay a heavy price for putting Jewish Americans at risk and continue our ongoing investigations into other campuses in the UC system, Bondi said. Following the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel and Israel's military response, pro-Palestinian protests ensued on university campuses across the country, including UCLA. There were congressional hearings during the Biden administration, but President Donald Trump stepped up efforts to combat campus antisemitism, including an executive order that stated schools in violation would lose federal funding per civil rights laws. The Civil Rights Division enforces federal civil rights laws that protect students from discrimination based on religion, national origin, and other protected characteristics. This includes Title VI, which prohibits such discrimination by recipients of federal financial assistance. The DOJ's July 29 notice of violation to UCLA noted that the agency's May 9 investigation revealed pro-Palestine protest encampments and continued harassment of Jewish students. One student reported that a protester told him, "Hitler missed one." Other students reported being assaulted or denied access to campus facilities because of their Jewish faith. In one instance, a student was knocked down by protesters and suffered a head wound that required hospital treatment, the notice said. Under Title VI of the federal civil rights law, the federal government can withhold funding from institutions that discriminate by race, religion, or national origin. President Donald Trump's administration has already done this with Columbia University and Harvard University, following investigations into antisemitism on those campuses. Police were not dispatched to take down the encampment at UCLA until a week after disturbances were reported. Violence erupted between pro-Palestinian demonstrators and pro-Israel counter-protesters attempting to dismantle their so-called solidarity encampment. More than 200 people were arrested, the notice said. The notice attributed UCLA's reluctance to take action to the school's considerations of several equally important principles, a quote attributed to Chancellor Jean Block, including the need to support the safety and well-being of Bruins, the need to support the free expression rights of our community, and the need to minimize disruption to our teaching and learning mission. The Department of Justice issued UCLA an August 5 deadline to enter into a voluntary agreement to resolve the issue. If not, the federal agency plans to file a federal lawsuit against the university by September 2, the notice said. There have been 9 congressional hearings on campus antisemitism in less than 2 years. The last one, on July 15, featured testimony from leaders at Georgetown, City University of New York, and UC Berkeley. Republican House members said these hearings will continue until the problem is addressed. Our committee is building on its promise to protect Jewish students and faculty while many university leaders refuse to hold agitators of this bigotry, hatred, and discrimination accountable, said Representative Tim Walberg, chairman of the House Committee on Education and the Workforce.